This application was made in the summertime, but as of yet, there's still no answer from the HSE or the Minister for Health to actually proceed and allocate that funding. And it's crucial that we have it now promptly and that we don't see any further delays. We've seen an unacceptable situation over recent times where on many days we've had up to 20 patients and over on trolleys. And this proposal would actually address that issue and ensure that there's increased capacity in the hospital. There is the physical infrastructure there and physical space available to actually put these beds in place. What we need now is the funding to have the staff available to do it as well. The hospital have indicated that if that funding is provided, they would be in a position within a month to actually have those 20 beds operational. So I believe there's absolutely no reason or excuse or defence for why the government actually shouldn't provide that funding. And we need to ensure that we have actually the capacity to meet the patients that are coming into the hospital and also to ensure then as well that we don't see the recurring situation where outpatient appointments and operations are cancelled on a regular basis because of overcrowding in the A&E.
And reopening this short stay ward would indeed help patients and the overcrowding levels to decrease, but it would also ease some pressure staff.
It absolutely would. I mean, the staff are operating under immense pressure whenever there's overcrowding and whenever there isn't beds for all the patients that need admittance. And the only way that you can deal with that is ensuring that there actually is sufficient beds in the hospital. This additional 20 beds would address the overcrowding that we've been seeing in recent times and ensure and relieve the pressure on the staff as well as a result of that. But what it needs is €1.8 million of funding from the government for that. There's no point in the government coming forward in the middle of the winter when they're in a crisis with that funding. It's needed now.